Our next guest had a terrific day yesterday with feature race wins at Randwick and Mornington. Graham Begg's on the line. Graham, good morning.
Morning, Ray.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Graham. Unfortunately, we turned on the weather for you yesterday. It was terrible conditions, but your mare, wet or dry, she just keeps finding, Graham.
Yeah, no, she certainly relished the conditions yesterday, and we had a program to be peaking on the day, third up, and at her right distance, 1,400 metres.
Exactly, yeah. We're talking about Magic Time, who won the All-Age Stakes. The meeting was called off after the All-Age, but thankfully we got through that meeting. Graham, where to next for the mare?
Look, she's possibly going to head north. So we haven't really nutted anything out specifically. There's certainly options dropping back to the Doomben 10,000 or wait 2 weeks later and go to the Kingston Smith 1,300 metres. I would think that would be a better option at this stage, 1,300 at Eagle Farm, Group 1 weight for age.
Graham, is the Everest a realistic option for Magic Time?
Well, you've got to get an invite first. There's some negotiating. Anyway, John Muir was putting it out there anyway. So, look, we'll see what happens in the next month or two.
Exactly. We've got to come back to 1,200 for those Brisbane sprints. And she's sharp enough, Graham, even though her record at 14 is outstanding now.
Yeah, that's correct. Like, she's a filly that doesn't need a lot of training. And we'd like to try to space the runs where we can. So, look, I think going up there, having a bit of a space between the runs, get over the race yesterday and the trip up north, it'll work out ideally. Possibly have a trial somewhere in between just to tick her over and she'll be right to go.
Exactly, you know, talented mare. Graham, we had James Cummings on earlier talking about how racing and history always seems to be interlinked. And yesterday when I was going through the records of the All Age, it was 40 years since your father, the Hall of Famer Neville Begg, won the same race with his great mare Emancipation. You can now add your name to that famous race's honour roll.
Yeah, that's correct. I've had a couple of goes and been beaten a couple of times in the All-Age Stakes with our Egyptian Rain and Bonanova. So we've been peppering away over the years and it's great to be able to get one on the board.
Exactly, yeah. And terrific day for you because back home at Mornington, the Hariba Stakes, Mahaba, congratulations, snuck through on the inside and won that feature sprint to give you the stable, the big race double yesterday.
Yeah, he's a good, solid horse. He's like obviously still only a three-year-old. You know, we found that there was lack of suitable options down here for him, so we've upped the ante and put him in open grade listed company, and he's run very well. He's yesterday and his start before in the Bell Esprit, and possibly he might be going to Wagga for the town plate.
Fair enough, yeah.
Graham, I was going to ask you. Sorry, I was daydreaming a bit there.
You were on your phone there, were you?
My phone, that's all.
I think he's doing his shopping list, Graham. I don't know what the story is.
Graham, I wanted to ask you, are you a footy fan?
Certainly am.
And?
Roosters.
Ah, thoughts?
Oh, I think they're going all right at this stage. I think
I'm with you. Zorba just bagged them, but I think they're going okay. It's a great roster. They're 3 from 7. They're not that far off the pace.
Get Sam Walker back on the park.
Well, they've only been getting beaten by a try, converted try a couple of times in a row, so they're not far off them. I think next year will be their year.
Yeah. What about, you've been in Melbourne or living in Victoria for about a decade now, I think, Graham. Has the AFL got you in as well?
Cheer, the red and white.
Ah, Swannies. Fair enough. Yeah, no, you're sticking solid. Hey, Graham, great to see you yesterday. Congratulations with Magic Time. Good to hear that she's going to continue on potentially to Brisbane. And as Dino asked, you never know, there could be an Everest slot holder about to give you a call, mate. So thanks for time on a Sunday morning and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much and thanks for the call.